我哋今日读经嘅经文嚟自箴言第十一章十六同埋二十二节，第三十章十八到二十节。我哋先用广东话，然后用英文一齐读出。
Today's scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 11, verses 16 and 22, and then chapter 30, verses 18 to 20. We will first read this in unison, first in Cantonese and then in English.
箴言第十一章第十六节，我一齐读。严肃的女子得到尊荣，残暴的男子得到知才。女子貌美无内涵，如同珠鼻挂金环。我所猜不透的奇妙有三样，连我所不知道的共有四样，又是鹰在空中飞的道，蛇在磐石上爬的道，船在海中行的道，男与女交合的道。淫妇的道也是这样，他吃了把嘴一擦，就说没有行恶。
Proverbs chapter 11 verse 16. A gracious woman gets honor, and violent men get riches. Like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful woman without discretion. Three things are too wonderful for me, four I don't understand. The way of an eagle in the sky, the way of a serpent on a rock, and the way of a ship on the high seas, and the way of a man with a virgin.This is the way of an adulteress. She eats and wipes her mouth and says, I have done no wrong.
今日钱牧师为我们传讲神的信息，他的题目是了解人类性欲。
Pastor Wilson Chang's message is titled Understanding Human Sexuality.
。Before we begin, I'm just going to pray briefly again. My aunt died Friday. It was the aunt that was the wife of my surrogate father. My uncle's actually my surrogate father since 1978 when my dad died. And so I'm going to pray. I'm not that lucid right now. And hopefully things go okay in the message. They teach you in seminary to preach until you're dead. So if you pray for me as we look at God's word.
咁啊，我哋今日讲到之前咧，牧师咧就想用祈祷结束，因为佢嘅婶婶咧啱啱过咗身，咁佢都即系心里边都好难过，咁佢希望佢讲到嘅时候，佢嘅情绪都唔会影响到佢。
Father, we thank you for this day of worship, and we do ask for your help to focus in on you despite.
天父，是多谢你俾我哋能够有呢个时间去敬拜你，求神都帮助我哋能够去注目喺你嗰度。纵然喺生命里边有好多唔同嘅处境，神啊，帮助我哋喺万事上边嚟到去倚靠你。纵然可能我哋嘅心系。是一个伤心，或者是在我们里面我们有笑容。
So bless this time together as we look at your word.
神啊，在我们这段时间去读你的话语的时候，求神你去祝福我们。
We also know that it's an important and delicate subject matter.
我们也知道我们今天所看的是一个很重要，还有是一个也是很紧要的一个事情。
And so,Enable us by the power of your Holy Spirit to understand your word properly and to apply it in our lives.
神啊，愿圣灵的能力去帮助我们去明白你的话语，也都怎样在我们生命里面应用出来。
And we ask that confidently in the name of Jesus, Amen.
我们用信心的是奉耶稣基督的名求，阿们。
Can you hear me? Is this on? You can hear me, right?
听不听到啊，大家？
Great. Maybe not great, who knows?Okay, you know, why is verse 22 that we just read, is it not working?
This one's better.
Okay, so much. As we look at God's word, what is, as we just read verse 22, why is it disgusting? To some of you, why is it offensive? Why is verse 22 offensive? Well, the teacher of Proverbs is startles us to make an important point. In fact, that's the value of that passage. Do you see a beautiful ring? You know, when you see a beautiful thing like a gold diamond ring, you want to just reach out. You want to get a closer look. You want to grab it and bring it close to you. It's attached in the illustration, in the passage, it's attached to what? A pig. Hey, I don't know if you've been on a farm. I've been to the Long Island Game Farm, at least. That's for kids. When my kids were small, I brought them there a couple of times. You see a pig wallowing in the mud. Right, and you know what's in that mud. Its own feces, right? It's rolling around in there, wallowing. And so I hope you see the point. Illustrate. You think twice. A beautiful gold ring attached to a wallowing pig. A pig eats slop. A pig's a mess. A pig smells. So if you pull the ring closer to you, because it's valuable, it's beautiful, you have a rather big mess upon you. I hope you see the sage's point. You reached out for beauty, the ring, the gold ring, but attached, you end up with a mess, the pig, in your lap. Now I know what some of you are thinking, because this is what I thought. You know, what idiot would do that? What idiot would do that? But do you see the sage's point? This is wisdom literature from God. If you haven't noticed, physical attractiveness is certainly appealing. Sleekness, polish, brilliance, beauty allures us. The warning is you have to see a person's character too. The teacher of Proverbs is saying, don't miss that point. Shallowness, selfishness, foolishness, they're internal blemishes that mess you up big time. And the illustration is stark to tell you that you're a fool. You're a fool to draw near to the beauty of the ring attached to the pig.
如果你淨係睇到黐喺個豬身上面有嗰個咁靚嘅嗰個戒指嘅時候，而你去親近嘅時候咧，你就係好愚蠢。
You see, it's the person's character that's going to determine what that person's life and the people around them, what their life is going to be like. And most likely, everyone around him or her will probably have the similar traits. Do you get the truth here? There's a mess attached to the alluring beauty. Now, we're in New York City. We're far away from farms, right? So what does this mean? What does this wisdom literature teach us, modern city folk? Teddy slide two, we are obsessed. Obsessed with sexual attractiveness in this world we live in. As we learned last time, we overvalue physical beauty. And we make those things into idols. And we're guilty of that just as they were back then in the day of Proverbs. You know, verse 22 is actually a slam, a critique against men. And that's the reason the beautiful person in the proverb is a woman. And as I mentioned last time, we know the reason why, because this is saying the habitual widespread habit of men is to objectify, dehumanize, commodify women by evaluating them almost strictly on their looks. And the sage is saying that's destructive foolishness. Yet that's what happens. That's what happens in a fallen world. Physically attractive people, for the most part, what? Get preferential treatment in a world like this. Come on. Have you ever turned on the news on television? Do you see anyone reporting the news that doesn't look like a model? No matter what culture, you're not going to get certain career jobs unless you look a certain way. That's the way of the world. Now, men might be a little slow in realizing this. Women already know this. What do you think the Me Too movement is about? They've seen it. It erodes their trust in us males. The genders don't relate well to one another because of this. And this also damages our own self-image and self-regard as well. It is psychologically and socially destructive foolishness, according to God.
心理同埋對社會咧，都係有一個好大嘅傷害，同埋係一個預住嚟嘅。
Now, of course, as verse 16 also alludes to, and if you don't mind, if you could shine back to verse 16, this plays out in women's lives too. So, and the sage is also has something to say to women. Again, see, you can see both the verses here. Verse 16 again is a gracious woman gets honor, and violent men get riches. As we saw last time, the word wealth, translated in the Hebrew word, is kabod. It's translated sometimes wealth, but it also means glory. Again, kabod is one of those Hebrew words that's kind of difficult. It has multi dimensions to it. But scholars agree that it means more than wealth. Kabod, the word translated wealth or glory in the Bible, literally means importance. Significance. And so notice what these verses are saying. And I have this on slide 3. Men, not all men, I said this last time, men, not all men habitually use coercive power to or in order to get prestige, admiration, influence.
咁好多時男性呢,唔係話所有男性,但好多時男性呢,佢好慣性嘅就會用一啲強制嘅能力,嚟到去呢希望可以得著一啲嘅聲望.
Women, not all women, but many women use looks to get significance.
而女性呢,好多時唔係話所有,但好多時呢女性會用佢嘅容貌呢,嚟到去呢 顯得她自己是怎樣的顯著.
And too many women tie their self-regard almost completely to a great degree to how they look.
所以很多女性她怎樣去看她自己的時候呢,完全呢,就是看她自己那個容貌是怎樣.
Now women have their own particular form of this pathology.
女性有她一方面她自己特別的一個病態,
men
病理,
too.
男性也有.
And these pathologies interlock.
而这个男性和女性这个病理其实大家都是相互有影响的.
The pathologies are interdependent.
他们也都是彼此的来到去,
The pathologies aggravate one another.
而这些病态好像就彼此的来到去更加的恶化.
They actually fuel one another. Things get worse and worse and worse as the years go by.
当两方面一起的时候就好像令到这个情况更加越来越坏.
Slide 4, please. So when we undervalue sex by making it into a product or an appetite, we dehumanize the other person. We saw that last time.
我们上次都讲过,当我们如果将性是低估了性,当它是一个物品,好像一个产品,好像一个欲望的时候,我们就将人,好像人性是贬低了.
But that's not all. When we overvalue physical beauty, sexual attractiveness, we dehumanize ourselves too.
但是如果我们去高估这个性,还有高估这个外表的美丽的时候,或者那个性欲的吸引的时候,我们其实都是在降低了我们的人性.
So let me show you for a minute how women and how men do this in this world.
告诉你,看看男性和女性在这个世界里面他们怎样做.
First, how do we dehumanize women? And this is kind of obvious.
我们怎样将女性的人性来到去贬低呢?
It's obvious that even back then, in the day of Proverbs, there was a particular temptation for women to tie their self-worth to exterior things, things on the outside.
很明显的,就算是在 以前的时代都是了,就是有一个很大的引诱,就是说女性怎样要将她们自我的价值呢,就是看看她们自己外表是怎样看.
Right, back then and even now, today, right? Instead of caring about your character, they say to themselves, why should I? Nobody else does.
咁佢哋唔會係去睇重自己嗰個個性，因為佢哋會話：點解我要睇重我自己嘅個性咧？冇人嚟到去睇重嘅。
And it's always been a huge temptation. There's something particular poisonous, pathological in this regard about our cultures.
喺佢嘅文化裏邊咧，好多時咧就有呢一啲咁嘅嘢，其實係有毒嘅，同埋咧係唔健康嘅。
Again, these examples are obvious. You probably can come up with better ones. For example, the rate of eating disorders. It's a big problem. It's 3 to 5 times higher in women in industrialized nations in contrast to poor nations.
譬如一個例子就係話到，當我哋睇一個工業化嘅社會同一個好貧窮嘅國家嘅時候咧，你會發覺咧喺一個工業化嘅國家裏邊咧，啲女性佢哋有3至5倍更加多嘅呢個飲食嘅失調嘅問題出現。
Again, you learn all this in basic liberal arts courses. Hey, it's twice as high amongst college-aged women as against non-college educated women.
咁呢個情況甚至咧就係話咧，呢啲受過大學教育嘅女性咧，佢哋有2倍更加高嘅情況咧，係有呢個飲食嘅失調症，同一啲咧係冇受過大學教育嘅女性去比嘅時候。
And what this seems to mean is the closer you get to the heart of modern civilization, the more successful you are, the more susceptible you are to this.
咁嚟睇嘅時候，就好似話咧，當你越去近呢一個現代社會嘅文化，當你咧係越成功，同埋咧你係你就越更加咧容易有呢啲咁嘅問題。
Right, the closer you get to the big cultural centers of the world, right? Beijing, Hong Kong, Seoul, London, Paris, New York, Los Angeles.
當你越接近呢個世界嘅一啲嘅大嘅城市、中心城市，譬如好似北京啦、香港啦、巴黎啦、倫敦啦、紐約啦、洛杉磯啦。
The more women are bombarded with a sense that if, unless you're sleek, beautiful, you're nothing.
咁咧，好多嘅女性咧，佢哋都被呢一個咁嘅諗法就係話咯，除非你係咧溜溜瘦瘦，如果唔係咧，你就唔靚啦。
It affects them. It's devastating.
咁呢個咧，其實好影響佢哋。
On the other hand, it dehumanizes men as well.
咁而另外一方面，我亦都睇見咧，有一啲嘅男性咧係被貶低咗佢哋嘅人性嘅。
And it dehumanizes men twofold, two ways.
而喺男性嚟講，有陣時會有兩方面。
First, because of this addiction to beauty, we have pornography.
咁因為咧對呢一個所謂之美、外貌嘅美有呢一個嘅痴迷嘅時候咧，咁好多嘅男性咧，佢哋咧就會迷上咗咧呢一個色情刊物。
Now we live in a society that no one.No one wants to talk to a minister. I'm telling you, this is true. No one wants to talk to a minister, especially if you're talking about pornography.
咁喺呢個社會入邊咧，冇人咧想同個牧師講到話色情刊物呢一樣嘢。
Who wants to hear from a minister?
冇人亦都想係喺個牧師嗰度咧聽到佢講呢啲嘢。
Okay, so you know what you need to do then? You need to go to some reputable journalism article that touches on this subject, this important subject of pornography.
咁你咧可以，如果唔係你可以嘅，就話去睇下一啲好出名嘅一啲嘅雜誌，佢哋當佢哋講到色情刊物嘅時候，佢哋點樣睇
？And for the most part, even in progressive magazines that maybe take a very liberal stance on things, they tell you about it. They tell you the truth.
咁就算喺一啲咧好漸進式、好開放嘅一啲嘅雜誌裏邊咧，佢都會講俾你聽。
Take for example, New York Magazine.
好似係紐約雜誌。
It laughs, right, at anything that even looks like sexual self-restraint, right? It's hip, it's glossy, right? It's for the up-and-coming New Yorker.
咁喺嗰度咧講好多咧係好跟上潮流嘅一啲嘅嘢。
That magazine wants you to think in a liberated way.
佢講嘅嘢咧係好開放嘅。
But the articles on there are right on.Realistic about the problem of pornography.
而佢都有講到色情刊物嘅呢一個嗰個現實係點樣樣。
And they report an accurate picture of what's happening in cosmopolitan cities around the globe.
佢話到喺呢個世界裏邊，呢啲大都會嘅城市裏邊發生緊嘅係啲咩嘢
And there's story after story after story about guys who are admitting to journalists they're hooked. They're hooked on pornography.
咁佢講到好多好多嘅故事，佢都講到佢話到咧，好多嘅男士咧，佢哋咧都承認佢哋咧迷上咗呢一啲嘅色情刊物。
And they know it isn't right, and they can't stop.
佢哋知道係唔啱嘅，但係佢哋停止唔到。
And it's utterly damaging male-female relationships.
而終極其實咧係破壞到男同女之間嘅嗰個關係。
So let me ask you, why? Why is porn so popular, so addictive?
點解呢啲嘅色情刊物係咁流行，而又令到人哋咁樣嘅去迷上咧？
Okay, you don't need somebody like me to tell you. You know it.
我相信唔使我講，你都會知。
Because getting to know people is complicated.
因為你要去認識人係好複雜嘅。
And to get to know somebody well is scary.
如果你要去好好嘅認識到一個好深嘅去認識嗰個人嘅時候，有陣時可能令你會好驚嘅。
And we sinners don't do it well.
而我哋罪人，我哋做得唔好嘅喺呢方面。
It's complicated.
係好複雜。
To have a deep relationship between a man and a woman.
要一個男同一個女有一個好深嘅關係嘅時候，係好難嘅。
Right? If you haven't noticed, we're very different.
因為你會知道男同女都好唔同。
And most of the time, we don't know what we're doing when we're involved in those relationships.
有陣時當我哋男同女係喺一個關係裏邊嘅時候，我哋都唔知道係點樣嘅去處理。
And that's why pornography is addictive, is popular. Because why go through that headache?
所以呢一個色情刊物就係咁流行，咁因為就冇呢個咁嘅頭痛。
Because pornography is about escapism.
因為呢啲色情刊物可以讓你嚟到去逃開避開。
It's pleasure seeking without the hardship of relating。
因為喺當中你可以揾到你想揾嘅一啲嘅開心嘅感覺，但係亦都唔需要去面對你要同人建立關係嘅時候嗰個嘅艱難。
You see the attractiveness? Escapism, fantasy world.
因為佢可以俾你就係去逃避一啲嘅嘢，而係去到一個幻想嘅世界。
Because relating to a human being, especially of the opposite sex, is hard work.
因為當你要去同一個嘅人嚟到去相處，特別係同異性去相處嘅時候，係好困難嘅。
And this is why it's very dangerous to go down the path of false intimacy.
但係如果我哋係咁樣嘅去揾呢啲咁樣咁錯誤嘅親密嘅感覺嘅時候咧，呢一條係一條好錯誤嘅道路。
Because it's poisonous，
係有毒嘅。
It's just undermining the incentive to work at relating. You're called to relate, to serve each other. That's hard work.
因為佢咁嘅時候咧，就唔會叫你咧有呢個激勵，就話去點樣嘅去同人相處。
And we don't want that。
我哋有陣時唔想咁樣做。
I remember talking to someone, and they said, "Well, you know, this was in regards to marriage. Oh yeah, hard work. I got a lot of that already. Why do I need that?"
咁有啲人咧，即係當佢講到婚姻嘅時候，佢話：，唉，真係好多嘅功夫，我唔想啦。
You see it.Pornography undermines the ability to navigate the maze of complication to relate.
咁所以好多時咧，呢啲咁嘅色情刊物咧，其實咧就係叫我哋咧就去逃避咗咧點樣嘅嚟到去去喺一個同人之間建立一個關係嘅嗰個嘅複雜性裏邊咧，我哋嚟到去唔發展我哋嗰個能力。
You see, if you move out into a relationship with speaking of men here, if you move out into a relationship with women, real women aren't like pornography. They aren't like the people in pornography.
假如你唔係同一個女性相處嘅時候，我可以講俾你聽，一個女性真正嘅女性，佢哋唔係好似你。在那些色情刊物裡面所看的這樣的
They don't look or act like that
他們的外貌不是這樣他們的行為他們所做的事都不是這樣
And you're not going to be ready for reality if you're dabbling in that
假如你只是迷在這些色情刊物的時候你就沒有預備好你自己怎樣去跟一個異性相處
Now Now, there's a second way in which this addiction to sexual and physical beauty is hurting men.
咁另外咧就係話到，如果我哋咧去去淨係迷上咧呢個喺性裏邊嗰個吸引嘅時候咧，係會影響到男士嘅第二樣嘢。
And I know it because again, most of you are married, but there are quite a few young people here that aren't married. It determines how you're going to go, how you choose a date.
咁雖然我哋在座中有啲已經係結咗婚，喺我哋當中亦都有啲係年輕人嘅。咁其實呢一樣嘢咧，亦都會影響到就係你點樣去揾一個嘅配偶。
Addiction to sexual or physical beauty is going to distort you. It's going to distort the way you determine who you're going to marry.
咁如果你淨係睇到外貌嘅美麗嗰個吸引嘅時候咧，就會好影響到去歪曲咗你點樣嘅去揾一個嘅配偶。
Because of the world's influence, you know what's going to happen? You're going to discard 8 out of 10 women. 80%, you're not even going to bother with.
因為呢個世會影響你嘅時候，可能咧喺你預見嘅女性裏邊有80% 嘅女性咧，你都會唔去考慮佢哋。
That's shallow. If you do that, that's not wise.
如果你咁做嘅時候，其實係好冇智慧同埋係好膚淺。
To eliminate 80% of women based on looks is a result of overvaluing physical beauty.
假如你去去唔考慮到你所預見嘅80% 嘅女性係因為咧，你會睇重呢個外貌嘅美麗嘅時候咧，咁你其實咧就係係好愚拙嘅。
And this is creating a great deal of alienation and tremendous amount of isolation in societies.
咁喺呢個社會裏邊咧，所以咧就會造成好多咧異化同埋咧係分離嘅事情。
Because there are all kinds of people who would make wonderful dates.Wonderful friends, wonderful marriage partners for you, if you would only consider that.
Because if you only think about beauty, maybe in this world there are a lot of people who can become a good partner, a good friend, even a good partner, a good partner, a good partner, you won't think about them.
And that's one of the reasons why the marriage age is creeping up and up and up. There are other reasons too.But that's one of the reasons.
所以其中可能一個原因咧，就係點解啲人結婚嘅年齡咧係越嚟越高啦。
Because young adults seem to not be able to meet the right person.
因為啲年輕人好似咧遇唔上一個佢哋覺得係啱嘅人。
And these cultural influences of beauty and power distort us and make us scared and apprehensive in relating.
咁而喺呢個文化上面去影響我哋，就話咧，人係要靚啊，要有權力呢一個嘅咁樣嘅文化咧，去歪曲咗我哋嘅想法，以致咧我哋對去點樣同人相處嘅時候，我哋會好焦慮、好驚。
So how then are you going to change？
我哋點樣嘅去改變咧
？Are you just going to convince yourself that this is a problem？
係咪你淨係叫自己話俾我自己聽？哦，呢個係一個問題。
What will break this enormous power？That sexual physical beauty has on all of our cultures today.
我哋點樣喺我哋今日嘅文化裏邊咧嚟去打破呢一個話啊要有美麗呢一個咁樣嘅睇法咧
？Well, one of the reasons psychologists say we're so obsessed with outward beauty is we don't like what's inside us.
咁心理學家其中一個原因就話點解我哋好多時咧，我哋咁迷上就話我哋一定要外面咁靚咧，就係因為我哋唔中意我哋自己嘅裏邊。
We seem to subconsciously or consciously know that we know we don't like what's inside us。
我哋潛意識或者係我哋明白我哋會知道嘅就係好似我哋知道我哋唔中意我哋裏邊係點樣樣嘅一個人。
You see, there's a shame, there's a guilt, there's a feeling like I haven't lived up.To my own standards of living.
咁因為咧喺你裏邊咧，好似有一個嘅羞恥，有一個嘅內疚，有一個嘅感覺，就係話到我好似活唔上我自己想要嘅嗰個嘅標準。
Again, let alone I'm not even talking about God's standards, which is higher, right? Our own standards.
我唔係講緊話神嗰個標準，甚至你而家係講緊嘅就係你自己喺你裏邊嗰個標準。
And so, because of that inward feeling, whether it's suppressed or not, if I'm really great looking.On the outside, or if I'm really with someone who is great looking and accepts me, somehow it covers the unsightliness in me.
咁所以即係有啲人又諗啦， 如果我外貌係睇得好，如果我係外貌係靚啲嘅時候，咁或者我就可以用呢一個嘢嚟到去遮蓋到喺我裏邊人哋睇唔到我嘅嗰啲唔好嘅嘢。咁好多時心理學家佢哋就係咁樣講啦。咁佢話咧，呢一個點解啲人咧咁迷上一定要自己係要靚咧？就係話因為咧，佢哋感覺到佢裏邊咧係唔好。
And we're not all that confident that we're lovable.
我哋冇咗信心話我哋係可愛嘅。
That's what the Bible says too.
聖經亦都係咁講。
Genesis 3, right? Says the minute Adam and Eve fell, disobeyed God, the minute they were alienated from God, what did they do?
在創世紀的第三章他就說，當亞當和夏娃他們和神遠離的那一刻的時候，他們的感覺是什麼？
Right, they experienced shame and they hid. They covered up.
他們在那時候他們就立刻感到那個羞辱，他們要去躲起，他們要找些東西來遮蓋他自己。
Right, we needed something to cover that sense of nakedness that we felt as we went against the living God.
当我哋去同神系相违背走嘅时候，我哋咧就会尝试咧要去揾一啲嘅嘢嚟去遮盖我哋嗰个赤裸。
That's why cosmetics such a booming industry.
所以化妆品系咁好嘅一个生意咯。
Ever thought about why the fashion industry is so lucrative? Everybody needs a great outfit.
点解同埋点解时装系可以系咁蓬勃咧？嗰个生意。
We had to cover.
我哋需要嗰个嘅美，我哋需要有一啲嘅嘢嚟到遮盖我哋。
And all this brought about because of our sin against God and others.
其实呢啲所有就系因为咧，我哋违背咗神，我哋犯罪得罪咗神同埋人哋。
Sin is rejecting God, rejecting His ways of life.
罪系咩？罪系就去拒绝神同埋唔要神要我哋过嘅嗰个生活方式。
Until we're radically sure we're loved and lovable, we're not going to be free.From this desperate need to be beautiful or to be with beauty.
除非我哋咧系即系彻底嘅去知道我哋系被爱，同埋我哋系可爱嘅。我哋一直咧，我哋都好似要去追寻嘅就系我哋要点样嘅去令自己美丽。
So the psychologist, God Himself in the Bible, and as I'll share in a moment, the evolutionary biologist.They even go further.
咁頭先我講過，心理學家咁講，神喺聖經裏邊亦都咁講過。咁有一啲嘅進化嘅生物者，生物學家佢哋都講。
Why do you think we're obsessed with beauty? That's the question, right? And this is what the evolutionist biologist would say.
咁樣呢個進化嘅生物學家佢哋就話啦，點解我哋咁迷戀要美麗咧？要美咧
？Right. Again, let me give you the evidence first.Why do men dump their wives? In mainly Western societies, they dump their wives for younger women. Why?
譬如喺西方嘅社會裏邊，點解咁多嘅男士咧，去捨棄佢哋自己嘅妻子，去揾一啲年輕嘅女性咧
？And this supersedes culture. It affects every culture. Why do women desperately try to look younger?
超越所有嘅文化就係話，點解啲女性成日都想自己咧睇得年輕一啲咧
？Get all that is obsession of beauty, right?
呢啲所有都係因為佢哋好想美。
Well, the evolution biologist says it's because we want to survive. That's why.
咁呢啲嘅進化生物學家佢哋就話：點解我哋想咁啊？因為我哋想生存。
We don't want to admit that there's a final day for us, a veil to go through death.
因為我哋咧都想否認一樣嘢，就話我哋係會有最後嘅一日，我哋係要面對死亡。
That's what they say. That's what the scientists say. They say we're in denial. They say we don't want to admit our mortality.
These 嘅科學家係話點解啊？因為我哋唔想承認，我哋係要面對死亡。
And until we're completely free of fear of death, completely free of inner shame, feeling of spiritual inadequacy, we're never going to overcome the obsession to beauty.
除非咧，我哋系完全嘅喺呢个死亡嘅惧怕里边被释放出嚟， 或者我哋完全咧係喺我哋裏邊內裏邊嘅羞恥嗰度釋放出嚟，或者係感覺到我哋靈裏邊嘅嗰個缺乏。如果唔係咧，我哋一直嘅咧，我哋都會沉迷喺呢啲嘅嘢裏邊去追求。
We'll always overvalue physical beauty and sexual attractiveness。
我哋好多時咧都會咧俾呢一個外在嘅美貌同埋呢個性嘅吸引咧嚟到去一個好高嘅一個嘅評價。
Right, so what's going to work? What's going to help us?
咁有啲乜嘢可以幫到我哋咧
？What kind of power do you need in your life to overcome this？
你喺你嘅生命裏邊，你需要一個點樣嘅能力嚟到叫你可以勝過呢一啲嘅嘢咧
？Well, the answer is in the text. Did you notice that in verses 18 and 19 of Proverbs 30？
咁如果你睇箴言嘅第三十章十八十九節嘅時候，你就睇到嗰個答案啦。
Proverbs 30 is at the end of the book of Proverbs。
箴言嘅第三十章亦都系箴言书嘅尾声。
And as we read earlier, the sage and wise teacher says something beautiful. And this is what he says. I'm going to paraphrase in verses 18 and 19 of Proverbs 30.
呢个智者咧，佢讲到一啲嘅嘢，佢系讲到好美丽嘅。咁或者咧，我将佢总结讲出嚟。
You might have been scratching your head when we were reading that. I look at the wonders of creation.Again, paraphrasing here, the eagle soaring, the ship sailing. What he's saying there is, I look at the beauties of creation and I see them all reflected in human sexuality.
咁其實咧，第三十章十九節嘅時候咧，可能你睇嗰段經文嘅時候咧，你拗曬頭唔知佢講乜嘢。但係咧，我將佢總結講嘅時候就話，個智者就係話，當我見到呢個創造嗰個嘅奇妙嘅時候，啲鷹點樣喺天裏邊嘅去飛？啲船點樣喺海裏邊去運行嘅時候，我更加睇見嗰個創造嘅美麗。當我去睇見人男同女佢哋去相交嘅時候
，The sage is saying you don't understand human sexuality unless you see in human sexuality the glories of God's creation。
佢就話到你唔會明白到人嘅嗰個嘅性慾。除非你喺当中睇见神点样喺呢一样事里边，佢嗰个创造嘅嗰个嘅荣耀。
And what he means by that is God created us sexual beings。
佢所讲嘅就话到，其实神创造我哋都系一个有性欲嘅人。
But because of the fall，
但系因为
because of our sin rebellion against God， God's good creation has been tainted。
但是因为人的犯罪人的堕落的时候呢在这件事上面神的荣耀也都被拎在当中拿走了。
And Paul in the New Testament further expands on what the sage says in Proverbs 30.
保罗他在新约那里他也都怎样的去继续讲到这个箴言的智者他所讲的说话。
And in a moment we'll look at Ephesians 5:25-27 andWhat Paul is saying is, you don't understand sexuality unless you understand the glories of redemption.
佢话你唔会明白性嘅，除非你明白到喺讲到呢个救赎里边嘅嗰个嘅荣耀。
Right, look what God says about redemption in through Paul in Ephesians 5:25-27. It's on slide 8.
嗱，我哋可以睇下就系保罗佢喺以弗所书里边佢所讲到嘅。
Many of you probably had your wedding.Sermon based on Ephesians 5. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Verse 26, to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless.
好多人去嘅婚禮咧，都用呢一段嘅经文。就是第五章25至到第27節，他說你們作丈夫的要愛你們的妻子，正如基督愛教會，為教會舍己，要用水藉著道把這教會洗淨，成為聖潔，可以獻給自己，作個榮耀的教會，毫無玷污、皺紋等類的病，乃是聖潔、沒有瑕疵的。
Do you see how Paul gives us help here as he expands on what Proverbs 30 says?
在这里保罗是怎样的给我们看见
He's basically saying husbands, wives, you're never going to understand married love. You're never going to understand your sexuality unless you understand God himself. God himself is your lover.
佢喺呢度讲到，佢话丈夫同埋妻子嘅，你哋唔会明白到喺呢个婚姻里边嘅爱同埋一个性，除非你哋明白到神佢点佢神佢系你嘅爱人。
And he's proven that in the giving of his son Jesus, right? God the Son, who dies to make you and I beautiful.
佢点样证明佢嘅爱？佢话就佢用佢嘅儿子耶稣基督。死在这个十字架上面，以致叫我们是成为美丽。
That's what Paul's talking about in Ephesians 5.
在以弗所书第五章这里，保罗就是这样说。
And what is that all about?
那他这么说的时候 是什么意思呢？
You're a child of God. You're not just a subject to the king, right?
我们不是只是一个皇帝，属于皇帝的一些属下。
Not,
我们是一个，是我们是神的儿女。
If you're a Christian, you're not just sheep.
我们不是只是基督徒，不是只是羊。
We were made to be loved by God.
我们被造是要去被神所爱的。
And we were made to respond to His great love for us.
我们被造也是说是要去回应神给我们的爱。
You know that.
我们知
道的。When you're in love with somebody, you can't stop thinking about them.You're at the bus stop, you're thinking about them, you're reading, you're thinking about them, you're chewing your food, you're thinking about them.
如果你是爱着一个人的时候，你会发觉你在巴士站你会想这个人，你吃东西的时候会想这个人。
When you're in love, you know this. When you're in love, you're thinking about that person all the time.
如果你是爱那个人的时候，你会发觉你任何时间你经常都会想着这个人。
Look at what God has done.He wants you to be in a relationship like that with Him.
神祂就想我们跟祂有一个这样样的关系。
He's calling you to make Him the center of your life.
祂去呼唤你，祂叫你将祂成为你生命的中心。
He wants us to do everything in the name of His glory.
祂想我们的就是说，无论我们做某一样东西的时候，都为到祂的荣耀。
He wanted the preeminence in every area of your life.
他希望在你生命的每一个的方便里面都是显出来的。
Why?
为什么?
It's logical if it's a special relationship, right?
是很合逻辑的，如果这个是一个很特别的关系的时候。
Because the Bible explains that we were made for that relationship. We were made to worship God. We were made to be loved by Him.
因为在圣经里面他说神去做我们的时候呢，就是为到我们有这个跟他有这个的关系，还有他做我们的时候呢，就是被他去爱的。
And when I explain that to people, you know what people say? Oh my goodness, isn't it overdoing it?
那当我这样跟人讲的时候，有些人他就说了，哇，是不是啊？那就变成好像很过分咯。
No, because the Bible spells it out. He wants us to be in love with him.
不是，圣经告诉我们，神祂是希望我们是跟祂是有这个爱的关系。
Well, let me put it simply. He just wants us to treat him as if we treat someone we're in love with.
神是说，祂希望我们对待祂，就好像我们怎样对待我们所爱的人。
Right, because he wants us to see him as the ultimate beauty of life.
因为祂想我们看见，祂就是我们生命里面那个终极的那个美。
But you know our problem.We don't do that.
但你知道我们的问题就是我们不是这样做。
We give our hearts to other things.
我将我们的心给在其他的事情上面。
You know how hurtful that is to God? How hurtful is it when love is spurned? How hurtful is it? You know, as a human being, when your love is spurned, how hurtful is it?
你有没有感觉到究竟神的心是多么的受伤呢？你是人的时候，你会发觉当你的爱是被拒绝的时候，那个伤害是多大。
When your love is rejected, it hurts so bad, some people go crazy. Some people want to die.
当人去经历到他的爱是被拒绝的时候，你会知道有些人他们因为这样的缘故他们想死。
It certainly affects you for a long, long time.
这个伤害是会影响你很长很长的时间。
And we're told in Isaiah 53 verse 2,describing the Messiah to come, he had no beauty. He had no majesty to attract us to him.
在以赛亚书第53章第二节那里，他讲到，他说当这个尼赛亚来到的时候，他说他没有佳形美容是可以去吸引人。
That prophecy of Isaiah before the Christ came was saying there was nothing in his appearance that we should desire him.
在耶稣基督来之前，这个的预，他讲到尼赛亚的这个预言，就是讲到好像说耶稣来到的时候，他不是靠这个外貌来到 去吸引的人。
And in that verse, Isaiah 53:2, there are two Hebrew words there. Beauty, it's translated in some translations, beauty and appearance.
在这里他讲到佳形美容这个字，在希伯来文他可以翻译到
some translations would translate that second word, shapeliness.
他可以讲到的就是那个的外形。
Did you know it's the same two words that describe Rachel,
Jacob's
wife?
其实在这里他讲到这两个字呢，也都是描述到呢，就是在旧约里面的亚各，他讲到他的太太拉结的。
If you're familiar with Genesis 29:30, Rachel was one of the great beauties of the Old Testament.
如果你熟悉圣经旧约的时候，在创世纪他讲到，他说拉结是在旧约里面是其中一个也很美丽的女性。
And Jesus said, and Isaiah is almost saying something like something about Jesus in terms of Rachel.
而以赛亚呢，好像呢，在这里当他讲到耶稣的时候呢， 他用到描述拉结的那个字。
And I'll be brief here. Do you remember the story of Jacob, Leah and Rachel in Genesis 29:30?
好简单的讲，就是说到在创世纪里面他讲到的拉结和利亚的故事，你记不记得？
I can give you a very, very quick summary.
我给一个 很快的总结。
Jacob was a typical guy.
亚各是一个 很典型的一个男仔。
He's messed up.
他的生命很混乱。
He didn't like himself.
他不喜欢他自己。
He was working for Laban, and Laban had two daughters.
他为到拉班来到去工作，拉班有两个的女儿。
And one of them, the younger daughter, Rachel, was gorgeous.
他有一个小女叫做拉结，很美丽的。
And the same two Hebrew words used in Isaiah 53:2, those words are translated shapeliness, beauty, appearance, they describe Rachel.
在那里呢，在以赛亚书用到一个佳形美容的字，或者是希伯来文转出来的那个很有好有美态的嗰度嚟到形容拉结。
And one of the great lines in Genesis 29:30 is Jacob's words, "If I could have her as my wife, my life would be healed."
咁亚各佢曾经讲过，佢话如果我可以娶到拉结嚟做我太太，有佢嗰个美丽嘅太太嘅时候咧，我嘅人生咧就可以被医治过嚟啦。
Then I won't feel so bad about myself.
我就不会呢觉得我是这么惨。
Then I'd feel good about myself.
我会呢感觉好很多。
You see, he wanted Rachel, right? Not Leah.
他想跟拉结结婚，不是跟利亚。
You know the story. Leah, the other sister, was the girl nobody wanted.
利亚就是另外他的姊妹，没人想要她。
Her father didn't want her.
他的父亲不想要她。
Laban tricked Jacob into marrying her.
所以拉班他就用一些的诡计来到去等亚各呢跟他结婚。
Jacob didn't want her even though he was married to her.
那亚各就算他已经跟利亚结了婚，他都仍然不想要他。
Right, he had to marry her, he was tricked.
因为拉班所用的诡计，所以他要跟利亚结了婚。
And sadly to say, Jacob spent all the rest of his life ignoring Leah.
很伤心的就是亚各他用他成一生的人，他都好像对利亚呢是很疏忽，不理他。
But who's in the lineage of the Messiah? Who's in the Messiah's family tree?
但是当你看哪一个是在尼赛亚是那一个的族谱的系列里面呢？
Leah is the mother of Judah.
利亚佢系犹大嘅妈妈。
That's part of the lineage that would bring forth the birth of the Christ, Jesus.
而系喺嗰一个嘅族系里边咧，系耶稣系出生嘅。
Leah, the cross-eyed girl, the overweight girl, the homely girl.
利亞佢呢一個係佢話眼睛無力嘅嗰個人，佢一個好似可能咧係好肥胖嘅一個人，冇人要嘅人，居然就係被選喺呢一個嘅尼賽亞嘅族系裏邊。
Jesus the Christ, the lover of our souls, who comes back to get us, deliberately comes not as Rachel. There was no physical attractiveness that would draw us to him. He comes as Leah, the girl nobody wanted.
耶稣基督佢系我哋灵魂爱我哋灵魂嘅嗰一位，咁当佢嚟到嘅时候，佢刻意嘅嚟到，唔系好似拉结咁样，而系好似利亚咁样，冇人嚟到去接纳嘅嗰位。
And why would Jesus do that？
点解耶稣佢要咁样做咧
？To show you，
俾你睇见
real beauty，
乜嘢系真正嘅美丽
？That's the only way that's going to shake us out of the illusion of distortion。That we're in.
唯有咁嘅时候，先可以叫我哋喺我哋呢一啲歪曲咗嘅呢啲嘅错误嘅睇法里边去走出嚟。
See, Jesus Christ lays aside his beauty, all his glory. He emptied it to come to earth to die.
佢喺话到耶稣佢去倒空佢自己，喺佢所有嘅美同埋佢嘅荣耀当中，佢将佢摆埋一边嚟到我哋里边，嚟到我哋当中。
He's sinless. He dies for payment for our sins.
他是没有罪的，但是他为到我们的罪付上这个罪价。
And he comes with no reputation, with no beauty, and he comes into the world obsessed with beauty, obsessed with power.
他来到这个呢迷恋只是 美貌和权力的世界里面，但他自己呢是完全没有这个声誉，也都没有这个的 美貌。
He comes poor, no outward beauty,weak, had he, and we rejected him. No credentials. We pushed him away.
他来到的时候是贫穷的，他没有这个美貌，他也没有什么的身份，而我们来到，他来到的时候，人是拒绝他。
Not only did we spurn his love, we killed him.
我们不单止是不去接受他的爱，我们反而是去将他杀了。
Why did Jesus willingly go to the cross?
为什么耶稣基督他愿意走上这个十字架呢？
He died there to make us radiant, make us spotless, make us beautiful.
他死以致我们能够可以有这个的荣光，以致我们可以是毫无沾污，还有是没有这个的瑕疵。
My friends, that's real beauty. That's real beauty.
耶稣
He came to show us real beauty.
耶稣基督佢嚟就俾我哋要我哋睇见真正嘅嗰个嘅美系乜嘢嘢
？Godly character, sacrificial love doesn't come with the credentials of the world.
一个敬虔嘅嗰个嘅个性，同埋一个牺牲嘅爱。
So will you merge with that kind of beauty?
你愿唔愿意同呢一种咁样嘅美嚟到去融合一齐咧？
Because that's the only way you're going to be able to do battle against our worldly attitudes of physical beauty and sexual attractiveness.
Because we only have this kind of way, we can fight against our world's attitudes of physical beauty and sexual attractiveness.
Will you run to him now? Will you embrace him?Completely at the center of your being.
你愿唔愿意走向佢咧？愿唔愿意领受耶稣基督，佢成为你生命里边嘅中心咧
？This is the gospel age. He's still waiting. He's still waiting for you.
呢个仲系福音嘅年代，神仍然系等候紧我哋。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，多谢你嘅话语。
I know it's hard and there's a lot here to digest. I pray that in some way.If I've said anything that's truthful in line with your word, that people would be able to apply it in their lives.
天父，我知道呢一啲嘅所讲嘅都系好难，同埋唔系咁容易消化嘅。如果所讲嘅真理系合乎你嘅时候，愿呢啲嘅人我哋听到嘅时候都可以喺我哋嘅生命里边去应用出嚟。
Oh Lord, we live in a world of so utter confusion.
神啊，我哋所身处嘅呢一个世界有好多嘅混乱嘅嘢。
But we thank you for the light of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ.
但主啊，我哋多谢耶稣基督，佢系我哋生命嘅光。
He shines truth. He shines his love in the darkness.
佢将佢嘅爱喺黑暗当中嚟到去照耀出嚟。
Help us, Lord, to follow him.
神啊，帮助我哋去跟随佢。
To know of his love for us.
知道佢对我哋嘅爱。
And to respond to his love by being obedient to his ways.
去回应佢嘅爱，嚟到去顺从佢所俾我哋嘅说话。
We thank you for your word in Jesus' name. Amen.
神啊，多谢你嘅话语，奉耶稣基督名求，阿门。